Paul Ramel here in the studio. Well, of course, this Saturday you want to be over at the in Milan at the Milan School Gym at 7:30. Why? Because they're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Corderes, a men's singing group, and they'll be appearing in concert in Milan on Saturday. Of course, the Corderes are members of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, and we are honored to have three of those Corderes in the studio with us today. So. We've got Dick Hauk, Carmen Fernals, and Gary Boris with us. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey,
you bet.
Now Maynard joins us.
thanks, Maynard.
Just for a moment. Cameo appearance.
Cameo, yeah. Right. Maynard's not a part of the Corderes.
No.
Okay.
He could have been.
He could have been, yeah.
You bet.
Well, thanks for coming in, guys. I appreciate that. We're going to talk about the history of the Corderes singing group. Gary, when did the Corderes start?
Well, we started, well, I didn't start with them then, but in 1969, 10 guys got together at Minnesota Valley Lutheran Church and thought they'd be sort of fun to get together and sing. And Nancy Moen came along as a pianist. I might add who the 10 were.
Yeah. The original
charter members.
Okay.
Jim Boers, Mike Crosby, Sherwood Dove, Glenn Nelson, mm-hmm. Ron Shepoyster, Orrin Tofte, Paul Trelsted, Luther Trelsted, Roger Voorhees, Dave Wasberg. And then the pianist was Nancy Moen.
Wow. Familiar names there.
Oh, yes. You bet there. There. And there's three living today that are going to celebrate the 50th.
That's awesome. Yep.
That's Mike Crosby, Jim Boris, and Sherwood Dove.
Still singing with the group?
Still singing.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. 50 years. Can you believe that, Dick? 50 years.
It's gone. It rolled by quick. Wow.
That's
that
right.
Started in 73 with Gary.
Yeah, we started fall of 73.
Yep.
Okay, when did you join, Carmen?
I joined in 1971. In fact, I just come back to Madison and was teaching there. And Paul Trelsted was also teaching there. And he cornered me one day in the hall and says, hey, you got to get you in the Corderes. So I joined in 71 and awesome. Was in there for quite a while, for 5, 6, 7 years. And then got too busy with a lot of other things.
Right.
But then came back about 3, 4 years ago and came back to a lot of good friends.
Good, good. Gary, what makes the Corderes special? What's special about being a part of the Corderes?
Oh, probably two things. The love of music and the camaraderie that you develop over those number of years. The friendships.
Yep.
It's a family situation, kind of including the wives and the children. And it's just great memories of a lot of good times with a lot of good people.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, and I think one thing I've noticed is if there's a wedding in any of the members' family, we all show up. If there's a funeral, we all show up for both those things. So it really got to be what Gary said, as a family.
Right.
Yeah, we've sung at many member funerals, unfortunately.
Right, yeah.
Very, very emotional.
All right.
Yeah, and all our kids have grown up with the Corderes.
And your own kids.
The Corderes kids.
Corderes kids.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dick, I know the Corderes have made many trips over the years. Maybe all three of you can pipe in on this. What are some of the big trips you've guys taken? Or where have you performed over the country and across the world, I guess?
Well, we did a series of National Legion conventions. Seattle, Minneapolis, Denver. For three of them.
Yeah.
For the, what was that again?
The National Legion.
Oh, the National Legion.
Oh, yeah, competition.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, and then we've been over in Hawaii twice, 2001 and
1991 is the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
It was a very, very big emotional event.
Of Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The bombing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you might tell them the reason why we were invited to Hawaii.
Well, we got affiliated with Minnesota Survivors Association. Pearl Harbor survivors,
right.
And we've been singing at that observance in Fort Snelling Chapel in Minneapolis for, well,
except for
about
2 years.
Yeah,
in
it's about 46 years we've been doing that, and then every year except for the 2 years we were in Hawaii.
Right.
So that affiliation, we were then invited to participate in the big dance at Hawaii,
Pearl Harbor,
Honolulu.
Yep. Was a KMS marching band, were they there that same year?
No, that was another time.
I was over at Pearl Harbor 2 years ago, and I remember telling my wife, the Corderes sang.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty cool. On the Arizona, the memorial there.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very emotional time.
Yep. The first time was...
You sang on the memorial?
Yes.
Oh,
that
okay.
was
Yeah.
But on 2001, it was restricted, so we couldn't go out there.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or did we go out there?
No, I don't think we did that
year. Yeah, we couldn't. Because of 9/11.
9/11.
So. Yep, right. Yeah. Before we went on air, you're telling me you sang at Orchestra Hall once.
Right.
That was something.
That was when we were in Minneapolis for the National Legion Convention. Okay. Right. Yeah. And then we had a big trip out east.
Oh, yeah.
We've been singing many years for in Montevideo and at La Caparle Schools for Veterans Day. And the one year when we sang in Milan for Veterans Day, or Memorial Day was, Colin Peterson was there.
Okay.
State Representative Colin Peterson, and he said, I've never been to a Memorial Day program like this. He said, I got to get you guys into Washington, D.C.
Awesome.
So that evolved and developed, and we were out there, and another great experience.
Yep.
We sang at Arlington Cemetery. Yep. We sang at, we visited Walter Reed Hospital and sang there.
Wow.
We sang at John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts.
Yep.
Wow.
That was another great
trip. Put a concert on there.
Yeah.
And the spouses go with.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. Talk about being inducted in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, and that's kind of just a few hours down the road from Madison here.
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dick.
I can't. I'm too far away.
I wasn't directly involved at that time.
Right.
I don't know the background, so you might know more
about
that.
Well, I think the director at that time, Paul Trusted, was very instrumental in applying for that honor.
Yeah.
And we were inducted in 2012.
Right.
And so we're down for the banquet and sang.
And that's a New Ulm, right?
That's a New Ulm, absolutely, yeah.
I've never been there.
It's quite a museum,
On the main drag.
Yeah.
So cover all the genres of music.
Oh, yeah.
You got Prince in there.
Yeah, all kinds of them.
I suppose being in New Ulm, there's polka, too.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And,
big
and,
time.
And New Ulm has had, I don't know if they still do, they had quite a men's chorus.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Who did?
Yes.
New Ulm.
Oh, New Ulm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Commodores or something.
I don't know if they still have.
That's interesting. Do you get to hook up with some other
men's
choirs?
Yeah. Early on, we were part of the Southwest Minnesota Choral Men's Chorus Association, or whatever it's called. But there was men's choruses in Ortonville, Benson.
Yeah.
Pipestone. There was 7-8 choral groups we'd get together yearly and have sort of a big sing.
Right.
As far as I know, we're the only ones still existing.
And on occasion, we've connected with some of the high school chorus groups.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that's true.
Had some real good experiences with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Go around the room here. What's some of your highlights of being in the court errors? Any personal stories you'd like to share? Or? Who wants to go
can
first?
Can we say that?
Yeah, you can say that. You know, what impresses me about the Cordairs, while you guys are thinking about that, is I love your uniforms that you guys, or you want to call
over
them
the
uniforms,
years,
over the years, from tuxes and the 70s tuxes?
Oh, yeah.
Now, at the fair this past weekend, I loved your shirts that you have, the red and
patriotic.
Yeah.
Patriotic. I think there was... my sister, Janet, was accompanied us for many years, and I think she's going to have maybe 20 different outfits that we use. Not the formal ones necessarily, but like Dick's shirt here now. Sort of the traveling.
That'll be
ones.
In Milan Saturday?
Oh, yeah. They'll all be displayed.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
But the first uniform was that floral
blue shiny
with a blue ruffled shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
And then we had the black leisure suits and white belt and white shoes. We went through all the trends.
70s clothing was probably
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We never had the belt bottoms, did we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, man. We missed that.
No, we didn't have that.
You bring that back, Carmen.
So, once again, let's name some directors in the past. How many directors have you had?
Well, that brings up why probably it's been able to exist for 50 years. We've had in 50 years a total of only 4 directors.
Ooh.
Right.
Paul Trelsted started the group.
Okay. He was my choir director in high school.
Directed it for many years. And then Scott Foreman directed it.
Hmm.
Who was a music teacher in the Madison school system. Tony
Faith.
Who was another member of the faculty here in Madison.
Yep.
And currently is Ted Elbers.
Okay.
who was music instructor in Appleton at Lacaparro, and yeah. and now is retired like most of us. But there's only been four directors, so you have the continuity.
Yep.
And
you gotta have that.
Furthermore, we've had a total of five pianists.
Okay, I was going to ask. That was my next
five
question.
Five pianists. Who Nancy Moen was pianist for 45 yeah. years, I think. I mean, you know, a member can probably miss practice, but if the pianist is gone, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
So talk about dedication.
Yeah.
And Mary Sherm was an assistant with Nancy. Janice Voorhees for several years. My sister Janet Claven for yeah. a number of years. Yeah. And currently, the local yep. Linda Anderson.
Yep, yeah. good.
Who's that, done a cool. very, very good job.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carmen.
Right, and I think there's one other thing here. You talk about the dedication of the directors, but the dedication of the members, the miles that these members put on to come once a week to practice. I mean, we've got people driving over 100 miles.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
To come to practice once a week. And that dedication, I think, is another reason why we're still going 15 yeah. years later.
So you practice once a week. I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Holy okay. Tuesday.
Holy Tuesday. Where are the practices held at?
Milan Legion. Milan. Well, we were sponsored originally by Appleton Legion Post.
Okay.
And then we
now you're at the Milan?
Yes, okay. came to be sponsored by Milan for many, many years now. Yeah. And they provide a facility to practice in, been very gracious to us. It's been a wonderful partnership.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And we do their memorial service every year.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
It's kind of a pain.
One of the commitments we have to them.
Right. So what years did you guys join?
We were fall of, Dick and I were fall of 73.
And Carmen? I was 71.
71, okay.
So he was almost chartered. Carmen, you're almost chartered.
Almost
yeah.
chartered.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
Well, I gave you time to think about some of your famous, for some good memories that you guys have each one.
Oh, it's got to be the trips to Hawaii.
Yeah.
For you, Dick?
Okay. Yeah, that's the highlight.
yeah, and I wasn't part of it during some of those trips, but even in the beginning, and I was fortunate to go to the Orchestra Hall, so that was really a highlight for me because just the ambience of the hall and the right. acoustics were yeah. really something else.
Yeah, Gary, how about you?
Oh, for me, it's probably the 1991 trip to Honolulu.
Okay,
for the 50th anniversary,
yeah, yeah.
and also the trip out east. To
that was
to Arlington, to Walter Reed Hospital, to Kennedy Center. That was a great trip.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cordairs, you've done some recordings too, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
How many recordings have you guys done?
Oh, I don't know what.
Albums or CDs or whatever
three.
They're called?
I don't know. A couple of albums and what? Four or five CDs?
Yeah.
Christmas CD.
You got a Christmas CD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just picking up the first album that we did and a CD, and we got those blue blazers.
Oh, yeah.
and you remember the barbershop? You were there when we had the barbershop vests and mustaches
yes.
that we all put on?
Yes.
We had that as well, yes.
Oh, that's
and we've had many members from the Madison area that have right. been part of it. Over the years.
Yeah, where all these guys come from, mostly, that are part of the Cordairs over the years?
Well
the area.
Dawson, Madison.
Appleton. And the surrounding communities.
One guy from Wheaton.
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Used to come
yeah.
Right.
yeah.
Do we have some generational guys coming in now? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wes Anderson.
My brother-in-law, George Claven, and my nephew, Mark. Wes Anderson, his son, Nathan.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Others?
How many Cordairs are there currently, roughly?
I think there's 31 singers.
31, okay.
And yeah. one comes from Rochester.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Al Johns, yeah. who for many years taught in Montevideo School System.
Okay.
And they moved to Rochester. And he somehow plans to come back. He'll be there Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we certainly want to let anybody that was a former member to be there Saturday night.
Right.
Oh, yes.
We'll probably ask them to join us at least in some way or form.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Saturday night. What can you tell us? There's going to be some memory things there, like the shirts and the uniforms and pictures, I'm sure.
And Pioneer Public TV will be there record that. And I'm sure they will show it on their website or Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want.
I think they're planning on airing that,
making
a program out of it. Yep. Pioneer Public TV will be there, like Gary said. It's this Saturday, the September 14th, in Milan at the school
gymnasium.
Mm-hmm. 7:30 it'll begin.
Right.
And it's the 50th anniversary of the Cordairs. That's amazing.
It is when you look back.
A lot of fun, guys, huh?
Oh yeah.
And that's I think the other thing that keeps it together is the camaraderie. People, I think, really look forward to coming Tuesday night and getting a little harassment, but giving it right back.
I'm sure there's a lot of harassment. Gary leads it, I suppose. Huh?
If you can't take it, you better not give it. Yeah,
right. Who's the biggest jokester in the court?
Brad Mullen.
Brad
Mullen.
Yeah,
hands down. Yeah.
Really?
He has a disease, I think. It's incurable. But everybody chimes in with their own jabs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in and sharing a little bit about the Corsairs. And congratulations on 50 years.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you for doing this.
Keep it going, too, right?
That's the intent.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Yep. As long as we can.
All right. Yep. That's Gary Boris, Carmen Fernals, and Dick Houck, part of the Corsairs singing group. Once again, their 50th anniversary. They'll be appearing in concert in Milan this Saturday, 7:30, and sponsored by the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council. So it's open to the public. It's free. So come on over to Byland Saturday, right, guys?
There you go.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You want to give us a little tune to end off or not?
That'd probably be a problem. Well, I don't have my pitch.
That'd be a three in the tree.
Yeah, three. And we'd fall out.
Right. Well, if you want to hear him, we'll hear him Saturday.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And we'll save it.
All right.